Alice looked all around her at the flowers and the grass, but she could not see anything that looked like the right thing to eat or drink. There was a large mushroom growing near her, about the same height as herself, and when she looked under it, and on both sides of it, and behind it, she decided to look and see what was on top of it. She looked over the edge of the mushroom and saw a huge blue caterpillar that was sitting on the top with its arms folded, quietly smoking a long pipe. The caterpillar and Alice looked at each other for a while in silence. At last, the caterpillar took the pipe out of its mouth and said in a sleepy voice,
"Who are you?"
Alice replied, rather shyly,
I hardly know, sir, right now. At least I know who I was when I got up this morning, but I think I must have changed several times since then.
"What do you mean by that?" said the caterpillar coldly. "Explain yourself."
"I can't explain myself, I'm afraid, sir," said Alice, "because I'm not myself, you see."
"I don't see," said the caterpillar.
"I'm afraid I can't put it more clearly," Alice replied very politely, "for I can't understand it myself, and being so many different sizes in a day is very confusing."
"It isn't," said the caterpillar.
"Well, perhaps you haven't found it so yet," said Alice, "but when you have to turn into a cocoon, you will some day, you know, and then after that into a butterfly, I think it will feel a bit strange, won't it?"
"Not a bit," said the caterpillar.
"Well, perhaps your feelings may be different," said Alice. "All I know is that it would feel very strange to me."
"You?" said the caterpillar. "Who are you?"
Which brought them back again to the beginning of the conversation. Alice felt a little irritated at the caterpillar's making such short remarks, and she tried to make herself look as tall as possible, and said very seriously,
"I think you ought to tell me who you are first."
"Why?"
asked the caterpillar. Here was another puzzling question, and as Alice could not think of any good reason, and as the caterpillar seemed to be in a very unpleasant mood, she turned away.
"Come back," the caterpillar called after her. "I've something important to say."
Alice turned and came back again.
"Keep your temper," said the caterpillar.
"Is that all?"
said Alice, swallowing her anger as well as she could.
"No,"
said the caterpillar. For a few minutes the caterpillar smoked its pipe without speaking, but at last it unfolded its arms, took the pipe out of its mouth again, and said,
"What size do you want to be?"
"Well, I would like to be a little larger," said Alice. 3 inches is such a terrible height.